talking about prayer today. Start with a little reading from Matthew, probably familiar to everybody. Whenever you pray, do not be like hypocrites. Those are actors on a stage, Greek. For they love to stand and pray in synagogues and in street corners so they can be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they've received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your closet or storeroom, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is concealed. And your Father who sees what is concealed will reward you. Those who put on a show with their prayers have already received what they were looking for. Being noticed. Being noticed. We get what we inwardly desire. That's what we get. So when you want to pray, when you really want to pray, do it quietly, do it privately. Not for show, but concealed. And our Creator, who responds not to outside appearances, but to what's hidden, concealed, responds. When you're praying, don't heap up empty phrases, as the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard because of their many, many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Words alone, even lots of really pretty words, don't accomplish the purpose of prayer. Prayer is about us connecting with that source, with that Creator. Focus on making the connection rather than the words. Because the source already knows what you need, knows what would actually bless you and benefit you. So it's the connection. These two sayings immediately precede what we think of as the Lord's Prayer. Here's one way to read the Lord's Prayer. Our heavenly or spiritual Father, holy is your name, sacred is your nature. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. You give us our daily bread. You forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And you do not lead us into temptation. You rescue us from harm. Today I'm going to talk about praying with words. As we've just heard, though, God is not impressed by words. Not impressed by dramatic prayers, heaped up phrases or praises. God, creation, the universe, responds to consciousness, to the inner makeup of our minds. And when I say response to the inner makeup of our minds, I don't mean just when we're thinking a prayer or saying a prayer thought. The universe, creation, God responds to the what's going on inside us all the time. All the time. So, your consciousness, my consciousness, your mind, my mind, full of stuff. Full of stuff. We all know that. It's fine. It's not a problem. Some of the stuff we believe is true. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We believe it's true. Some of the stuff we believe, that can't be true. Maybe we're right, maybe we're not. Who knows? Our minds are full of ideas, you know? Full of ideas of stuff we think we want. Or stuff we think we don't want. We can't have that around. Minds are full of ideas about the people we love. And the people we like. And the people we tolerate. And the people we just can't be around. Maybe that's true. I don't know. That's what's inside. Our minds are, for consciousness, is full of religious beliefs. Religious beliefs and ideas and thoughts. All sorts of things. Questions and doubts and fears. All that stuff in there. We're also, if you've noticed, your little mind is also full of stories. Stories about you and stories about everybody else and maybe lifetimes of stories. How much of that's true? How much of that do we want running our life? Well, while heaped up words and vain repetitions, as the Bible says in one translation, may not be helpful, we can use words to begin shifting our minds, our consciousness. And to the extent that we can use those words to help us shift into a more God-aligned, a more divinely aligned awareness, consciousness, or mind, then well-being, wholeness, good things begin to show up in our lives. That's just how it works. That is just the process. So I'm going to go back through that version of the Lord's Prayer I just shared, a somewhat more affirmative version and less pleading than what we usually think of it as, and see how we can use some words to help maybe shift our minds. The prayer starts off by acknowledging our heavenly or spiritual Father. Holy or sacred is your name or your nature. Holy or sacred is your name or your nature. We begin by acknowledging our source. We begin a prayer by acknowledging your source, that loving intelligence that you come from, that you are connected with. And the more we keep our mind turned toward that spiritual creator, that sacred source, the more we keep our mind turned in that direction, the more our life begins to turn toward good. You know, turn toward God, turn toward good. How come there's only one O difference between the two words? Maybe someone was trying to tell us something. The next line says, "Let your kingdom come." It doesn't say thy. They didn't use those words in Jesus' time. Let your kingdom come. Now, interesting thought. A kingdom is an organization, isn't it? Right? It's a way of governing. It's a way of running things. It's an organization. This is an invitation to let our Creator organize our lives. Think of it this way, you know. Let your organizing intelligence organize my life. Let your kingdom come. Let your organizing intelligence organize my life. It then goes on to say, let your will be done on earth in the physical, as it is in heaven, as it is in the spiritual. It's interesting, I mean, because you look around this planet or you read a newspaper, you'll see a lot of things that do not appear to be in alignment with what we would think of as heaven or God's will for good. In fact, you can go and look in your own mirror in the morning and you'll see this very human little creature that has all sorts of very definite opinions, appears to have a will of its own, very strong will for some of us, appears to have a lot of preferences about what he or she thinks is needed or not needed. Well, this is a little prayer that basically says in a line, loving Creator, I invite your heavenly or perfect will to be present in the heaven of my mind, in my consciousness. I invite your will, your thought, that higher awareness to be present in my mind so that it can show up in my physical and earthly experiences, as in heaven, so on earth. As it is in the mind and spirit, so it shows up here. God's goodwill for all. It's an invitation to a higher will, a higher understanding, to show up and show us things. Prayer goes on just to basically say a word of thanks to our source, a reminder that there is a source from which all this stuff that we seem to have and seem to want comes. You are the source of all this. Everything that we're looking for, how all our needs are met. The next line is just a little reminder of a universal law, a spiritual principle. Spiritual principle goes this way. As we let go, as we forgive, and perhaps if we're willing, forget. Forget. Not just forgive, you did something lousy, but I'm forgiving you. But let go, forgive, and forget. As we're willing to do that, all that stuff that seemed to hold us back in our life, in our experience, all that stuff gets released, gets forgiven, maybe even gets forgotten, gone, literally gone. Basic spiritual principle. I guess even back in Jesus' time, they had trouble understanding God. So there's a line in here that reminds us, you are not the one that is leading us into temptation. You're the one that's rescuing us from harm. Usually in most Bibles it says evil, but the word actually means harm. You do not lead us into temptation. You're what rescues us from harm. An acknowledgement that God's not ever the one that gets us into trouble. Divine mind, God mind, it's a spiritual tool or a reference point that guides us out of trouble and back to what Jesus called the kingdom. You know, a kingdom of good. Now, a lot of people end their prayers by saying something like, Amen, which in Jesus' time meant, it is true, it is so. In fact, they used to start their prayers by saying that. They would say, Amen, Amen. You read in the Bible, occasionally it says, Amen, Amen, or sometimes it says, truly, truly, I tell you. And then the prayer, the statement, and then maybe close it with that. Another appropriate ending for a prayer is, Thank you, God, one that we use here. So prayers are for the purpose of shifting our mind. Long prayers, fancy prayers, don't work, don't count, don't get any faster. Prayer can be as simple as three words, thank you, God. Interesting prayer, huh? In three words, you acknowledge your source, you acknowledge your connection with your source, and you acknowledge gratitude. Thank you, God. Very short prayer, very powerful prayer for shifting us. Another very simple prayer with two words. Help me. Sometimes I use that prayer. It's another way for me to say, okay, I'm through trying to run the show all by myself. I'm open to whatever solutions my loving source might want to help me see. I'm through trying to run it myself. I'm open to whatever solutions my loving source that's present in me might help me see. And so, the prayer is actually very effective. Help me is very effective if we're willing to release how we think things are going to work out or what we think is supposed to happen, and if we're also willing to pay attention to what shows up afterwards. It's a two-part thing to help me. You've got to be willing to let go of your agenda, at least for a little while, and then to notice after you say the prayer what shows up or who shows up. Because it's probably going to be something different than what you expected. It's not your answer. It's a higher answer. So you got to pay attention. Here in church, we sometimes say prayers. We say a couple prayers in every service. We say a statement of oneness at the beginning of each service. A little statement inviting the Christ present to help us, release us from any sense of separation from our Creator, from each other. We close with a prayer for protection, a reminder that wherever I am, God's already there. I don't have to go hunting. Wherever I happen to be, that presence is there in me and around me. Each of these affirmative prayers is a tool for shifting our mind, for clearing out some of the clutter in the consciousness, connecting with higher truths, opening up to something bigger. Share with a little paragraph from A Course in Miracles about prayer. I put this in a little more gender-inclusive language than the Course is typically written in. The Course is written in very much the language of the Bible because it's trying to reteach us the Bible. But here's a little prayer. It says, prayer is the greatest gift with which God blessed His sons and daughters at their creation. It was then what it is to become. The single voice Creator and creation share. The song the sons and daughters sing to the Father, who return in thanks, the thanks it offers, back to the daughters and sons. Endless the harmony and endless too, the joyous concord of the love they forever give each other. And in this, it says, creation is extended. God gives thanks to His extensions in His sons and daughters, and the daughters and sons give thanks for their creation in the song of their creating in their Creator's name. The love they share is what all prayer will be throughout eternity when time is done. For such it was before time seemed to be. So I'm going to have us close with a real simple yet very powerful prayer. Thank you, God. Our collective song to our Creator, to our Source. It's a prayer that opens up higher levels, consciousness in us. And while we practice saying thank you for the many things in our lives, we all have many, many, many things to say thank you for. Among them, all these people around you. Every one of them. As we practice saying that, rather than I want, I need, gimme, I don't want this, I don't like this, as we practice that, things begin to open up in us. Good begins to open up. And a lot of the things that seem to block us begin to start slowly fading away. So in the back of the bulletin, for the affirmation usually is, I put this little affirmation. It says, thank you, God, beloved Creator. Let's say that together. Together. Thank you, God, beloved Creator. And again, thank you, God, beloved Creator. And again, thank you, God, beloved Creator. Close your eyes for just a second. Think of somebody that you care about. Could be someone living, could be someone past. Just think of somebody you care about, you have feeling for. And with that person in mind, say with me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. Now, think of something good that has happened in your life at some point. A simple good. If it's a bigger one, that's fine. But think of a simple good that has happened in your life at some point. Some good that has shown up. And for that, simply say with me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Think of whatever the inspiration was that brought you here this morning to be with these people, to sing, to connect. And for that inspiration, say with me, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. Just feel what that feels like to express that sense of connection with your Source, gratitude, appreciation. It's a prayer that connects us with something higher than our human mind. It's a prayer that shifts our consciousness so that our lives actually literally shift. It's a prayer that not only blesses us, it ultimately also blesses all the people around us because we become a center of spirit and light. So let's open our eyes and share the affirmation together one more time, one last time. Together we say, thank you, God, beloved Creator. And so it is. Amen.